Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the Goons Podcast. I'm opening it this time. Screw all of you. He said I could open it, and this is how it's open. Now we may begin.
Sometimes when you open a jar of flies, don't be surprised when the flies leave the jar.
Whoa.
Wise words, dude, from old man soup.
Is that Gandhi? Is that a quote? Gandhi?
You guys actually know Gandhi was like extremely
a terrible person, yeah.
Yeah, he was like a pedo, he was racist, like sexist.
His daughter's like pretty gay too, that's what I heard.
Is she hot though?
Well, just like the other, who was I talking to the other day? Somebody said that they, I think it was my dad. He said that he has a somebody that he works with has a friend that like grew up in India. And obviously Gandhi's been dead since like
personal friends with Gandhi.
Yeah, I thought that's what that was.
No. They lived in India, and then
and he was Gandhi.
Gandhi's daughter was like the leader of India, and apparently she was just like terrible. Like, I guess it just runs in the blood.
Gandhi, fuck all of them.
Yeah,
who gives a shit.
All right,
inspirational bitch.
Yeah, I don't know why I don't know why we quote
Gandhi.
Gandhi
family. Not
say
not
some more woke shit.
The Indians, Blart.
Okay. So
yeah.
Clarification.
Why Soup would never say anything like that? He's a nice person.
I want to.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna talk about the blackmail folders we have on each other.
Yeah, we just went over right before this podcast.
All right. Anyway.
Yep. Anyway.
Anybody got a cool
topic? We could easily cancel each other like 21 times over. Let's start with a topic.
What is?
I don't want to talk about that.
5 minus 7.
That is -2.
Yeah, what do you?
If Carl had 4 apples and Simon had 7 tigers, who?
Carl's gonna die. That's what's gonna happen.
Just
Carl, bring me an apple, Carl.
Carl, tiger ate your mama, Carl.
Carl, bring me a tiger.
I love how when everybody does Rick Grimes accent, it's like he's just very tired. Just like
it's like he's always out of breath. Like he just ran 5 kilometers to just talk to you.
Carl,
some chicken noodle soup and some NyQuil, Carl.
I got a
good topic. Speaking of Rick Grimes, if you had to become an animal, what species would you be?
Rick Grimes is not an animal.
Prove it.
I can't. I actually cannot.
Show me the graph.
Just instantly prove it.
Show me the pie chart. Where's the pie chart?
How much percentage animal is Rick Grimes?
Show me the pie.
Okay. What
was even the question?
If you had to become an animal, by the way, this is Blark's topic, and I'm reading it because I'm cool.
Didn't we?
If you had to become an animal, what species would you be?
I feel like we did this one time because I remember Deuce said he was going to be a squirrel, and we all made fun of him for that.
Maybe. Oh wow, you guys making fun of me? That couldn't have happened. That could have never happened.
Our muddy waters come down.
All right, Rick.
Did we
already do this one?
Yes,
I mean, we can answer it again. Our viewers are brain dead enough to remember what happened.
Hey, chat, do you want to listen to what we're going to say, the same thing again? I'm going to be a fucking
live
walrus.
Absolutely not live.
This is not recorded
live. How do you know? Maybe I'm live on Twitch right now.
There is no chat. I want to point that out to all the viewers. There is no chat.
Chat in the future. Do you want to listen to us make this question answer 100?
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Upside down.
Be a dolphin.
Say no right now if you want us to stop talking about it.
I'd be a dolphin.
I'd be a squirrel.
Be a dolphin?
I want a hole on my head so that way it's easier for people to fuck my brain out.
Well, the thing about dolphins is they like dolphins like to fuck turtles and shit.
Yeah, they fuck for fun. Yeah, they have a rapey problem.
Yeah, aren't dolphins like that too?
I just have a hole in my head.
Don't dolphins like rape every fish in the sea? Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's a thing.
Fuck the shit.
Like, been born a dolphin.
Yeah, literally, dude, I missed my calling.
Every fish is just a nature's fleshlight to them.
Actually, I don't want to be on record saying that.
How many fish I've raped? But anyway, what is the meaning of life?
Can you explain how many fish you've raped?
Hold on. What is that? What was that? What was that segue?
What is the meaning of life?
Raping fish.
Only one person answered. Only you answered.
I've raped a lot of fish. What's the meaning of life?
I'd be a gorilla.
If you had to put a number on it, how many fish would you rape? And also, what is the meaning of life?
About 47. What's the meaning of life?
Raping fish.
Isn't the meaning of life 47?
This is so...
No, 42.
This is so... I am...
I actually don't know
what happened.
Did you
drink a bunch of Monster before you go on this podcast?
Dude, I don't know. Paying my taxes just gets me really riled up. Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with me.
I love to do it right before it closes. It gets my blood pumping.
Dude, honestly,
what
a rush.
Once you finally get rid of that like huge, depressing weight on your shoulders of worrying about if you're going to...
Dude, I'm like a new person.
It's like that scare of going to federal prison is finally gone and you can be a free man again.
Every time somebody knocks on his door, he doesn't have to get the gun out. He just... It's okay now.
Yeah, for those who view or wondering...
Gun, looks through the window, he's like, let me double check, make sure they're white. All right, yeah, we're good. We're good.
Is the IRS not white?
probably not. They're good at math. Probably one of your kind.
My kind? I'm Arab. We don't know how to do shit other than blow up.
And you can smell oil, too. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, Americans can do that as well.
Oil, right. Oil bender.
You wanna...
This podcast has been real on the edge of glory.
This, honestly, it just feels like we're sitting in a call just doing nothing.
The
more and more we do this podcast, the less it becomes like talking about things.
Well thought out thing. Now it's
no
just,
podcast
now
is structured or well thought out. You bullshit.
Except for all of them.
No, it's not. You bullshit and talk about...
I think that's
stuff.
That's what our charm is, though. People like how just brain dead.
Yeah, we totally have no charm.
We don't need a fucking Microsoft PowerPoint to tell us what to talk about. You guys ever had a conversation with someone? Jesus.
No. Never. It's 2020.
Anytime I ever meet somebody in public, the first thing I do is ask them what animal
punch
they would
them in
be.
The face. Ask them how many subscribers they have.
And if they say, and then just run away.
Yeah, if they've never raped fish, then panic, because I don't know what to talk about beyond that.
Honestly, though, if you were in PetSmart, probably wouldn't be a far-fetched of an imagination, so probably all right if you were there.
There's a lot of nouns there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a very nouny person.
I don't know what that means.
I think you have noun syndrome.
I was gonna not laugh at that and hope it stayed silent.
Now, what would noun syndrome be? Would that be you just can't do nouns, or you can only say nouns?
A slow cooker is just a downy.
You just say nouns very slow. Like, hey, do you want to go to the store?
Oh my god!
I live in.
Oh my god! Dude, I was beating off my.
Why did I agree to be on this podcast?
I'm being nouny.
You're such a nouny.
A lot of nouns.
Yeah, there were a lot of nouns in that sentence.
There's just like an excessive amount of nouns.
English class. Speaking of PowerPoints.
Did you just use a past perfect participle?
Are you testing out your pop filter?
Yeah.
I hope you go to federal prison.
Please
get your
bring pizza pronto.
I hope you get peeked on in federal prison and get punked out of your fucking pee hole.
I hope somebody is driving like a bass boosted truck around right now listening to this podcast.
I just hope somebody has four subwoofers in the back of the truck.
And the cone just like comes off of the speaker.
The fucking steering wheel just falls off.
How'd that one feel?
Oh, this is definitely the most deep fried podcast we've done.
What's your favorite deep fried food?
Oh, that's actually a good one.
Favorite deep fried.
It's getting fair season. Time to get COVID and fried Oreos. Am I right, boy?
Fried
Oreos.
The fair
where I live is open, but it's a drive-by fair.
That sounds like a drive. Okay, now wait a minute.
You literally just drive.
You drive by and you just pull out your
Glock
on the people there.
Strap.
Yeah. No, you literally drive up to the places to get food. You can't do like any rides. You can't enjoy like anything. It's literally.
I was gonna say, do you like hook your car up to the roller coaster?
Yeah, hook your car up to the merry-go-round and drag it just in a circle.
Slings your car around, dude. God, you know the ones that that fling you in a complete circle up in the air?
No.
What?
You guys don't have carnival rides where you're from? That's yeah, like ever like every carnival.
Fling you up in the air. There's a lot of those.
Yeah, there's like are you a swing? Oh,
pretty sure that's like the description not the, for half of them.
Not okay. All right. More specifically, the one that it swings like in a big circle. Like it goes from the ground up to the sky, and then it swings back down, and eventually you do a complete circle. You know, it's
about,
like a
the
pendulum
that you're on.
No, yeah. No, it's like a pendulum
like, or
thing.
Like, yeah, sometimes it's like a boat or like
you
a,
like sit yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it's like a pendulum. Yeah, but yeah. Then eventually it swings harder and harder and harder, and then eventually you go all the way around a couple times, and it starts to slow down, yeah. And then somebody
and you
pukes
up
eventually.
Hot dogs on yeah. The guy in front of you, and
oh, yeah, yeah.
Dude, have you guys ever been thrown up on a ride?
No. I've thrown up on people on a ride,
dude.
I got smashed in the face with some retard's iPhone. He fucking tried to film and he held it up in the air, and the wind just blew it out of his hand. And it just clocked me in the face. It hurt so bad. It was like a red line across my forehead.
I got squished by a huge fat guy when I was a kid at the fair. I was on like the cup ride, and I was like a little kid.
Oh, that's the worst when you're on the edge and it goes around in a circle and the big person's like in the middle.
Oh, like
and
the
that guy
scrambler?
Was like 400 pounds. Oh, yeah, just, like he yeah, just pushed my legs.
You like break dude, a few ribs.
Dude, and I'm like 3'7", and I've had that happen. It's really bad.
Dude, you are not helping your own narrative here.
Wow.
You always complain that all time. We do is talk about you being gay and small and white, and then you just constantly talk about being
I'm not. I didn't say it was untrue. I just complain about it.
I want to tell you guys a story about when I got puked on.
I'm not gay.
Okay,
go ahead.
So I was on this ride that was called like the Ring of Fire or something. It was just like a roller coaster that went in a full like loop. It was just a circle, and it was fucking terrifying because you would, like, your ass would come up out of your seat when you got to the top, and it would, like, slow down at the top, so you'd be completely upside down in the air on this ride, but it would go really fast in a circle sometimes, and this guy threw up all over me.
Ew.
Oh. Like, the force of the ride, oh. I guess, like, he threw up in front of me, but the force was so much that it like
just
came back
sent
and
it back.
Nailed oh. me. Dude. It got all over me, and I had a snack on the ride.
Dude, for me, it's the spinny rides. It's like I can go on like a roller coaster and be fine, but it's the one that just keeps spinning you around in circles a lot.
Yeah, like tornado and, rides and shit.
Yeah, I was
like
on
the
one of those
gravity ones where it spins you so fast and you lay up against the wall.
Yeah, you're just like crushed by the force, dude. Pretty much. Yeah, I was on one of those. Except you were sitting in this one, and I puked all over my my friend's shoe. It was so bad.
Oh, dude,
man,
fucking,
it was a lot.
So
of
nasty. I remember when I was in grade school. I think I was in like grade one or something, and this kid in front of me puked. And he puked on his desk, so it, like, splashed all over the people around him.
Ew.
Dude, there was literally an entire slice of ham that, like, ricocheted off his desk and landed on this kid's overalls.
Like, projectile?
Oh. Yeah. And, dude, the kid didn't notice that had the ham on him.
Ew, so
didn't
like, he didn't even know.
There was literally, it was a full slice of ham, like
recycled ham
even,
stuck to him.
Kid didn't even chew it. He just must have swallowed the ham whole.
It's like the guy that swallows the glizzy.
Have you seen that video? Yeah. The guy that puts like the ham meat on his mouth and goes, and he like sucks it in.
Yeah.
That's that. What I was just thinking of that.
That guy is a kid, and then he threw it up on the kid in front of me.
Have you seen the guy that swallows a hot dog and shoots it right back?
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, he just swallows the glizzy hole.
One time I was eating sausage dogs by the lake, and I had my dog...
sausage dogs!
What a weird sentence!
Okay.
I was eating sausage dogs
by the lake.
You were
just eating hot by the lake?
Hey, and my dog was there, and I wasn't even, like...
Leaning out my dog by the lake.
I wasn't even thinking. I figured, you know, the dumb little fucker would chew it up, and I just threw him a whole ass sausage dog, and he just glizzied that motherfucker down, like, whole. And it was, dude, he was sitting there dying for like a good 15 minutes, just sound like Nazi zombies going on beside me.
Like that dog then, coming out of the lake.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. That's exactly what it sounded like. And he eventually threw up the whole sausage dog. It was a big mother trucker, too.
I've never heard anybody call it that.
Sausage dog.
It was a sausage dog. It wasn't a hot dog.
It's usually just sausage.
What's a sausage?
Isn't a hot dog just like mystery meat anyway?
Well, it was a sausage that you put in a hot dog bun, so I call it a sausage dog. And if you got a problem with that, kiss my
dude. Hot dogs could be orphan meat for all we know.
Anyway, he threw it up. Meat.
I'm just thinking like those dogs that look like sausages.
He threw up the whole sausage. Wiener dogs. And it was covered in goo, and he tried to eat it again, and I took it away from him.
Covered in goo?
It was covered in dog insides goo, and I took it and threw it. I threw it in the lake so he could eat it.
What if a fish ate it and it just came out of the water going, wow, wow.
So the dog goo.
It's the circle of life for sausage dogs.
They must feed the fish with their
nature's healing.
Yep, that happened.
I cleaned up so much puke when I worked at Chick-fil-A, bro. That job I do not miss. Those like 6-year-old kids.
How did that many people puke at Chick-fil-A though?
I don't know. It's like
disgusting.
Okay, take it back. You have offended my religion.
You are going right to hell.
Yeah, honestly, but no, like those. It was always the little kids who would kill yourself. In game. It was always like the 6-year-old kids who would puke. Kill yourself on the podcast. On the podcast.
Holy shit.
So just kill myself while I'm live.
No, it's chill. It's on the podcast. What was I saying? Right. They puke.
I have no fucking clue where you're going.
I was just saying I had to clean up puke and it sucked. That's all I'm trying to say. Feel sorry for me because I had these 6-year-olds.
Story.
I don't feel sorry for you. You're the richest guy in Missouri.
I worked in the dining room a lot, and so kids would eat a lot of food and puke it up. They'd eat too much, and it was like so much puke. It was like bigger than the size of the actual child in the floor. I don't know how they got that much in their stomach. Anyway, next topic. It sucked. I just wanted to get that off my chest. I've been holding that in for years. I had to clean up puke. We're moving on.
Have you guys ever been like real good and blackout drunk in public?
No.
Like, I'm talking beyond the point of you don't know where you are, you don't remember how you woke up, like, on your friend's couch.
Not in public, but did I ever tell the story about the first time I got drunk when I did 17 shots, fell face first in a fire?
In a fire? What the fuck?
Okay, I guess
so
I haven't...
fucked up looking.
I guess I... All right. That's just because I'm Arab, but, you know. All right. First time I ever got drunk, I was at a friend's house that I just met. It was, like, my first time meeting them. And... I didn't know, because your first time drinking, you don't know, like, what your tolerance is. So I just said, fuck it. I drink until I can't drink anymore, right? That's normal. Mm-hmm. So I took 17 shots of dark rum, and that was a lot. So I was completely fucked up. I didn't know what was happening. It took me, like, 30 minutes to walk from the kitchen where I took the shots to the fire pit in the backyard, which I don't know why anybody decided to let me go to a fire pit. But I was there, and I was sitting on the chair. And his mom came home, and everyone was like, oh shit, like, you gotta act really sober right now. So I was like, alright, I got this. So I just chilled, didn't say a word, just like, in my eyes, looked perfectly sober, waved at her, didn't say anything. And then as soon as she turned around, I passed out and went face first into the open fire. And they all got up, dragged me out, left me next to the fire, and just let me go to bed. And that was
it. Burn like your hair and eyebrows off and beard?
No, I was pretty much unscathed. I think I just transcended dimensions in the moment that my face
protected you.
Open. Like, literally from my nipples up was engulfed in flames.
All I gave you, like, a halo
fine.
Shield.
Yeah.
You just regenerated after you got out of the fire.
You just heard the shield sound when I fucking hit the fire. Dude. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
So, I'm lucky that I don't look like a... avocado.
Dude, I was like beyond the stage of like consciousness whenever I went to my friend's like 21st birthday party. It was at the beach, and we went to like these college bars or whatever, and it was like dollar shot night at this place, and I was already
say Dollar Shave Club.
It was Dollar Shave Club sponsor night at this bar. it was dollar shot night. And
that's dangerous.
I was already like really, really fucked up because I didn't have a high tolerance at the time. And I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to get a shot for everybody. Just like my drunken retarded state. So I went to the ATM and got like $80 out and just bought the whole bar full of shots, like 80 shots, and was walking around just handing them to people like, "What's going on, bro?"
Oh my God.
The last thing I remember was doing a shot of Jägermeister. And I was completely gone. I don't remember anything that happened. I just know that I woke up on my friend's like small couch, and I was like curled up fetal position. It was really bad. And like there were videos that my hair was like tied up, and my nose was bleeding.
Oh my God!
And I had went to some girl's apartment with my friends and threw up all in her floor, then passed out in the road, and families were like walking over me. Because it was in like some apartment complex. Bro. So my fucking drunken corpse is like laying out on the street. Because they put me on the road outside after I puked on the carpet.
They just dumped your ass outside.
Yeah, they just put you out like a wild dog. the dog threw up in the house, put him in the yard.
There were like families stepping over me while I was just like passed out drunk.
That's wild.
Dude, like, you're a plague on society.
Yeah, honestly,
that was like, top 10 drunkest moments ever. I was top 10 gone, dude.
Times I've top been wasted. 10. Number one.
There's like a few videos, and other than that, nothing is memorable.
That's okay. At least there's not like how long ago was this?
I was just 21. So it was like around.
Oh, so that was not that long ago. All right.
Yeah, it was this time last year, actually.
I was going to say, maybe if it was like a few years ago, but I guess
it was 2 years ago. My bad.
Yeah. Yikes. That's tough. That's a tough go.
Yeah. Happens to the best of us.
You see, I know that's going to be me when we hang out because y'all know I've never been that drunk. And
oh, yeah, we're getting you fucking destroyed.
Yep.
Well, see, as a teenager, you normally, I don't know, you have more beer than you do liquor. And that was really kind of my first experience with just like straight liquor.
I never was into beer. I don't know why. I just
nasty.
I can't drink it. I only like
beer that's like the most
beer's nasty.
Like the most malty beer, like hoppy beer, like IPAs and stuff are disgusting. It's like a lot of like that beer that has a very bittery taste. That's like the nastiest beer to me. But I like Blue Moon and like Newcastle and stuff.
You didn't need to moan.
I felt good.
Okay.
When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
What even was the question?
I don't remember. We've just been bullshitting.
What kind of animal do you want to be? I think was the first thing.
20 minutes ago.
Wow.
But see, this is good because we went on a tangent and talked about random shit like you're supposed to do in a podcast.
Tangent.
Have you guys ever been like in a roller coaster accident and lived?
The first roller coaster I was ever on broke down and scared the hell out of me. We stopped like on the part where you're about to do your descent, and I thought that was the end of my life right there.
Is that why you wrote the song Ascend? Because you're afraid of the descent right, of the roller coaster?
All right.
Yeah, that's actually the exact
thing. You're sitting there like waiting for it to start, you're like,
what melody describes this right now? Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do!
Is ready to die.
Do you like hum that to yourself when you're scared?
loves me. I'm like,
you guys ever just hum that song, like just doing something?
No.
Well, like,
when
I'll just be like doing laundry or something. Just
I feel that.
Yeah, guys, can I just say this? Can I just say this on the podcast? McNasty wants to ream my little butthole. He wants to fuck me.
McNasty's the biggest fanboy of Duo.
I bet that your butthole doesn't even have a speck of brown on it. I bet that fucker is perfectly like pink, tight, not hairy.
Okay. Please don't talk about the hue of my butthole on this podcast. Like,
spank your gooch. Just whoosh. Let's see what happens. Like, not your balls.
I'm just saying
not gonna lie, I would definitely be a quiet observer. Anyway.
the sexual tension in this call right now.
Should ever be in a sentence.
Thanks, babe. I appreciate that.
Loud bitch.
Huh?
Calm down.
You must be really loud when you come.
Who, me?
He just bass boosts.
He's just like, yeah! All right, y'all be afraid to moan in your girl's ear.
Are you driving in a car while you're coming?
Yeah, drive-by cum shot.
A little bit of Doppler effect taking place as he goes by.
Drive-by cum shot.
I've literally seen a porno like that one time. Well, it was like,
no way.
It was fake.
Trying to shoot out of
like,
the window.
You ever see those like pornos where it's like the dude has like a fake dick?
And oh, it's like shooting
shoot,
ropes,
like,
and it's just
a ton
like
of cum, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I've seen that where they'll drive by and just like shoot that little watery lotion crap on her.
Yeah, like the dude will like shoot ropes for like 45 minutes or something absurd.
And the dick will be like 3 feet.
What the hell
long.
Are you guys talking about?
Yeah, no, what do you watch?
You just see it every once in a while. Like,
it's just everywhere. What do you mean?
No, I don't see it once in a while.
You don't watch dude cum shot porn? What's wrong with you?
No, absolutely not. Especially drive by cum shot.
He does it for
porn.
A job.
Dude, back when you could see what people were doing on the Xbox, me and my buddy saw one of my Mexican friends one night. So you remember on the Xbox like 360 on Live, you could see what other people's like status was.
Yeah.
On what
okay. Yeah.
We saw one of our Mexican friends watching cum shot porn compilation on like YouTube or something. Way
Why
back
would you
day.
Do that on your Xbox, dude?
I was thinking he was going to watch like Latinas eat nachos. Why? What does him being Mexican have to do with it?
It just adds context and
what context does that add? What is his race?
He was Mexican. We all know he's Mexican now. What do you mean? You just stated the context.
Are they more disposed to watching cum shot porn or whatever? Well, I don't understand.
I don't know. But now we have the information. All right.
Well,
we need to put it together.
We need to do a survey. We need to ask 100 people, 100
just
Mexicans, if they watch cum shot.
Statistics?
Yeah.
Sticky semen.
You never watch porn
stick tacks.
You ever watch porn and then like the dude finally comes and it's just like the saddest cum shot ever? Is that not like...
Just a little...
That's like his 10th cum shot of the session.
Well, I mean, they're a porn star, so you gotta give them a break. I mean, they're probably fucking... getting whipped, like, you better come again, boy.
I've actually heard that men in porn are treated like gods. Like, they don't get, like, any of the, like, negative sides of porn.
Well, I mean, really, all you have to do is be able to have a working boner. Yeah. Like, it's not
well, like women are job. Women are, like, severely mistreated in the porn industry.
Unless yeah, like, they're like, okay, eat nothing but grass because this guy's going to rail your ass for 45 minutes straight from 16 different angles. Like, that's a lot worse than saying, okay, you're going to put your dick in an ass. Like, that's a lot more
difficult.
That's
not so bad.
So. All right.
Dude, they were gonna sign up.
I want me both of them.
I miss my calling.
How do I do both of those things at the same time?
Yeah, you really did miss your calling by becoming a YouTuber.
Now you're coming as a YouTuber.
YouTubers
coming in 2020.
I was waiting
top
for 10
cum shots from YouTubers.
Top 10 chromatic scales by Soup. Number 1. Number 2.
Please do not put this in. Absolute horseshit.
It's funny, Blarg.
For those wondering, he does this every recording session when there's an awkward silence. Well, that doesn't have to be an awkward silence.
No, it's not an awkward silence.
We could be having a funny bit. Yeah, we could be having a funny bit and telling jokes.
Just a random chromatic scale.
Well, it's copyright-free background music.
Sony owns the chromatic scale. Yeah, and every time you do it now, I'm going to be like, Audio Jungle over the top of it.
I'm just going to sit there while you guys talk.
Dude, if I hear Marty's got a plan or Sneaky Snitch one more time.
Oh, wait, that's not Marty's Little Man. Our listeners have no fucking clue what we're talking about.
Yeah, this is a YouTuber-specific as hell conversation.
I'm curious, though, like, if viewers do get annoyed of hearing the same song, like, how many people in the comment section want to never hear McNasty's fucking song ever again?
Oh,
like, is
my
that a
God.
Thing? Or is that
Dude, Marty's Gonna Play honestly, is not a bad song.
Marty's Gonna Play is a worse song.
No, it's not.
They probably have no idea what you're talking about.
Like, no, listen, absolutely not.
There's a guy named Kevin McLeod who makes royalty-free music that everybody in early YouTube used to use, and that's why Sneaky Snitch, you've heard so many times.
Yeah.
We're talking about other songs by him. McNasty uses the same song.
If you watch, like, Vanoss in, like, 2016, you've heard Kevin McLeod.
Right, because people didn't want to buy music, and his was free. If he ever decided that he wanted to, you know, make money off of that, he would own half of YouTube. Yeah.
More than that.
I feel like there would have to be something like... That would have to be illegal.
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying if he could get away with it, dude, he would be like a trillionaire. It would be unreal.
Oh, yeah, no, like overnight, boom. He would just like copyright everything and just get all the money from...
Jeff Bezos who?
Exactly.
Yeah, Kevin McLeod, the most popular and famous musician.
Dude, he would be... Exist. If that was his ultimate plan, he would be a fucking genius. Get like become the world's richest man by giving things away for free. Could you imagine?
Not really.
Nope.
Well, McNasty, your channel would make $0 since it's on every single one of your videos, so...
Yeah, but he's going to leave Marty's Got a Plan alone because he likes
me. No, absolutely not. I hope he only copyrights Marty's Got a Plan.
Yeah, just that one.
He watches one of your videos and goes, I don't want my song on this horse shit, and then just copyrights that song.
What a rude goon you are.
Well, you just said his video was unfunny right before this podcast.
No, I didn't.
So it was did say that
not funny to me. I have a very terrible.
Well, yeah, because I'm not
27. Okay, well, your sense of
poop jokes.
Yeah,
your sense of humor is frog sausage.
Exactly. Sausage dog. So,
deep fried eviction notice. Sous vide horse legs.
There you go.
Ha!
Sous vide.
I don't even know what that fucking word means. So you're wrong.
You're too high
probably
IQ
some,
for these people.
It's probably some Canadian thing.
These people. It's absolutely not a Canadian thing.
It's a Canadian thing.
It's really
like,
not
skip
a Canadian
the dishes.
Uh-huh. For once, I can agree with Blarg on something.
Thank you. It is not. It is just sous vide is how...
Times.
Sous vide is how you cook a lot of nice steaks and chicken and stuff like that and keep it nice and moist.
Of time.
Yep. You
grill.
Keep it
that's what restaurants do.
Microwave?
No, you deserve to be shot.
So sous vide is basically you put meat
a water
in
bath.
A vacuum bag, and then you get water really hot and cook it in the water.
I thought that's
and then
what you
put it in a pan for like 2 seconds, and it's done.
I thought that's what you said when you call a pig sous vide pig.
No, that's
sous vide.
Yeah, I feel like
same
a,
thing.
I feel like this is a mating call for the show.
Come here, little piggy. I got your little cat. Little piggy, little piggy. Bro, do you know they orgasm like 20 times an hour?
Me too.
Have we talked about this?
I wonder bacon's so good. It's just pigs.
That's yeah.
That's probably why I'm
a
pig.
Dude, oh yes to everything that's being said right now.
Yes to all of it.
You guys ever had hog brain?
No.
No.
Is that actually a thing?
Is that a real question or are you just being...
Like bacon. No.
Oh.
No, it absolutely would not taste like bacon.
It does. Liver?
It's not fatty, though. Bacon tastes like bacon because it's fat.
Hog brain's pretty good.
Whoa.
I don't believe you.
Y'all ever had turkey bacon?
Yeah, it's not very good.
It's terrible.
It tastes like human skin.
Okay, question?
Mm-hmm.
Why the hell do you know what that tastes like?
Turkey bacon? Oh, I don't know. I just had it.
Because he
times.
Identifies
no,
as
no,
a cannibal.
No.
Are you a cannibal? Do you want to admit that now?
I don't even know what that word means, but yeah, I've had turkey bacon a couple times.
I mean, technically, if you swallow cum, are you also a cannibal?
Wait, now I know it falls under geology and you don't understand it, but cannibalism is when you eat people, McNasty.
Well, if you swallow sperm, aren't you a cannibal?
Yeah, well, bitches are cannibals. We've been known.
Bitches
I'm
are cannibals.
Cannibal, manimal,
I'm
going to
buy
cannibal.
A shirt that says that.
Bitches be cannibals.
Bitches be cannibals, bro.
A shirt that just says bitches be cannibals because they swallow cum.
Did you actually not know what a cannibal was?
Can we make
a
merch
yes,
drop
no,
just for a day that says bitches be cannibals because they swallow cum?
Sure, absolutely. I'm down.
I'm a cannibal.
I mean, anyway. I was like, could we get in trouble for that? Like, can you?
Probably.
But who's going to sue us? All of women? No.
Well, I mean, what shirt shop
Sarah Palin
have that on a shirt?
Sarah Palin. I think Sarah Palin surely has something better to do.
Yeah, like parasailing.
Yeah, like eat humans. Probably a cannibal.
Are we thinking of different people? Okay.
I don't know. Okay, I don't know what happens up in Alaska.
We have an actual topic. We've been going back and forth. I'm losing it right now.
What animal do you want to be?
It all comes back to animals and cannibals and mammals.
How many fish have you raised?
Wait. I have a good question for Dew. For me, Blarg, and Soup, it would be, if you were gay, what male celebrity would you fucks? Dew, who would you fuck?
Fucks?
Who you fucksing?
Wait, I'm confused. So what are you asking me?
So if me, Blarg, and Soup were gay, what male celebrity would you fuck? For you, it's just what male celebrity would you fuck?
I get it. He's calling you gay.
He's calling me gay. That's funny.
There you go. Good job.
I would like to take the next 3 seconds to say that I am not a gay man. I like boobs and vegan. Big fan of the vegan
and Adam Sandler.
Now, that being said, as a gay man, I would probably have sex with John Stamos.
What? Why?
He's a hot guy. Have you seen him?
Isn't he like 200?
Yeah, on the Full House. Now he's like 60.
All right. Well,
you would fuck the guy from Full House.
Bob Saget.
Bob Saget.
Dave Coulier, the blonde guy.
I mean, I know my answer. I'd fuck the shit out of Harry Styles.
Oh, he is pretty hot, yeah.
Yeah.
Jack Black.
Jablinski.
I want Jack Black, Adam Sandler, and Steve Buscemi all at once, baby.
Ew.
That room would just smell like raw meat.
That's how I like it, because I'm a cannibal.
For me, it would probably be Zac Efron. He's very, like, manly but feminine at the same time.
Yeah, he's a good in-between.
Yeah. God,
you guys are actually fucking... Never mind.
What?
Nothing.
So what would be for you, Soup? You have to have everybody.
I literally said Adam Sandler, Jack Black, or Steve Buscemi.
That is not your celebrity gay crush.
Those are the wrong answers.
No, it's not. Because Jack Black would fuck me, and he'd be like, this is a tribute.
Is that his balls clapping off your ass? That was those are bad picks. I don't like Soup's men.
What do you mean, dude?
I don't think any of us really have that great of picks. Harry Styles probably about it.
What? Yeah, see, fuck you.
Dude. Fucking Jack Black would be railing me and singing Tenacious D like, you can't kill the metal.
Do you think that's what he does when he fucks? Anymore. He just sings his songs?
Soup tried to give me an orgasm.
Imagine
he failed.
The ego. Imagine the ego you'd have to sing your music while fucking somebody.
Soup tried to give me an STD and he failed.
My long ass fucking cock in Soup's little tight butthole.
Yes.
Oh, man.
All right, well, Jack Black and the... Yeah, Jack Black,
Steve
I guess.
Buscemi,
I do guy. Not need a cock ring.
My or Adam Sandler, because like in every movie he's in, he like pees the bed, so that like keep me warm or something. I don't know.
My cock is fucking.
I feel like that's not even a character in the actually just pees the bed. Dude, can you shut the fuck up for a second?
Know, dude, singing Tenacious D.
Is I watched Adam Sandler's, like, I watched some of it, his new Halloween movie.
Yeah.
It's not that bad, actually.
Dude, it was awful.
It's not that bad. It's pretty funny.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. To be a PG-13 movie, it's pretty funny at some parts.
Absolutely.
You
know,
I have to give
it
credit.
You know what movie sucks is that movie where Santa Claus dies and what's the Tim Allen to Santa Claus? That's a bad movie.
Santa Claus? That's literally what it's called.
Yeah, I think it's literally just called Santa Claus.
Dude, that movie, I watched the movie, I was just like, man, this movie sucked.
Dude, I tried watching the part of the movie that Soup's talking about while I was in Toronto with Smitty, and like, it
the
was
The Hubie Halloween or
awful.
Whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Dude, it's not bad. All right, listen.
Dog shit.
You, but coming from shit like Jack and Jill and Click, dude, like, and like Grown Ups too, like, come on, man. That is like a return to
form. But that's the bar is so low. Like,
it wasn't to be a Halloween kids movie. I would give it a 9 out of 10.
Fuck them kids, bro.
Okay, well, obviously, Blarg, you're a hater of Adam Sandler and you're no longer a part of the Goons. So.
Yeah, I would literally rather watch my dad get a full-on prostate exam than watch that film.
You know what Adam Sandler movie I fucking hated that everybody loved was Uncut Gems.
What? That's actually a good
movie. Dude, the ending was so terrible.
I didn't watch it. No spoilers. Didn't watch it.
It's just a good ending.
It's so like, I've never watched a movie that's given me secondhand stress before.
That's the point.
I know, but
how
it's not
a
good.
It's a bad
it's
movie.
It's not a good
when
feeling.
It did exactly what it's supposed to do.
But it didn't. It didn't feel good.
That's like saying, oh, these shoes suck. They work. What?
Yeah,
no.
But
see,
I want a movie. I want a movie to make me feel good, not stressed out.
Well, see, the whole point of that movie is to convey an emotion. So it
yeah,
has
you're not,
succeeded.
You're not yeah, watching
it's a negative emotion.
You're not watching 101 fucking
yeah,
Dalmatians.
That's
like you going to see.
The point of the movie is probably to convey a negative emotion.
That's like you going to see a horror movie and expecting like a rom-com or something.
No,
out
no,
of.
No.
Where's
yeah. horror movies?
You got what you went into.
Horror movies are. You can't take a horror movie seriously. Even
Nasty,
if you,
I'm willing to bet your favorite movie is like Dumb and Dumber. Like, no doubt in my mind.
No.
Beavis Absolutely. And Butthead, the movie.
My favorite movie is Interstellar because I'm a space nut. I love
Captain Underpants, the movie.
God, I would love to have a
but
space
like, you,
nut.
But, like, you go and watch
That'd
a horror movie and you're watching it the entire time, you know it's fake. You know, like you don't.
Float there every movie is fake, McNasty.
Okay, Uncut Gems is based on a real story.
I don't know how to tell you this.
You know horror movies are fake, right?
there's no real scary ghosts, guys.
Uncut Gems is based on a real story, you fucktards.
Harry Potter with wheel.
You know, in Lord of the Rings, when Frodo went into the volcano, that was all real. It said it in the Bible.
Bible.
In the beginning, Frodo God pagans. Made the hobbits.
The fuck am I friends with you guys? Jesus Christ. I'm going to end up at this point.
We're your only link to intelligence that you have, McNasty. Well, that's pretty sad, actually.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, well, all right, truth.
All right.
Truth
worst movie that you guys have ever seen in your opinion.
Gems.
Okay.
Wow, that is a stretch.
Look
no, that's definitely
back.
Not the worst movie, but it was not a good movie.
Oh, actually, I take that back. Probably Rubber. Do you guys remember that movie about the tire?
What an awful film,
dude!
Dude,
I thought that movie was going to be hilarious. It was like 40 minutes of just silence at some parts, and it's like dude,
usually,
bro.
Okay, usually like movies like that, they're so bad that they're funny. But that movie was actually so bad that it wasn't even funny anymore.
Yeah.
It was just
it
bad.
Was so hyped up too. That was like back in the day where I'd go on like iFunny and shit like that to actually
yep.
like where iFunny was a legitimate source of funny stuff. And everybody was like promoting Rubber, this movie about a tire
it's
that was supposed
to be so funny.
Hilarious
film. Wasn't
yeah,
funny
and like,
at all.
I think me and my buddy went to like a Blockbuster. We were so excited to see it. And we're like, dude, yep. this movie's going to be so funny.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
I got back and I was just like, that is the worst $10 I ever spent in my life.
That's exactly what me and my friends did. I was like, what the fuck was even the point of that film?
Yeah, it was
like
bad.
The I don't know how the people who edited that film didn't just shoot themselves in the fucking
I don't
face
even think
halfway.
I finished it. I mean, there were some parts that were like a little funny, but dude, oh,
nah.
Man, it was
nothing
hard
worth
to watch.
The payoff.
It was hard
yeah.
to watch.
I don't know what the worst movie I can think of is. I feel like I've seen worse than that. I just
I
can't,
think for
like...
me, the worst movie I could probably think of is Son of the Mask. Have you seen that?
No.
The second Mask movie?
I feel with, like I watched
Jamie
that
Kennedy.
When I was like 10.
It's like Jamie
happens.
Kennedy. Is
Jamie Kennedy? I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Yeah.
Since
that's the guy that used to do like the pranks on people, right? Isn't that him?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, he had a prank show or something.
Yeah, but anyway, the Son of the Mask is like... It's about he fucks his wife while he's wearing the mask, and then he has the kid, and the kid like inherits the powers of the mask, but the kid only like does his mask stuff like when the mom is away, and he just like fucks the dad's life up. But it is so like poorly put together, and just like the special effects are just I don't know, like compared to like the first one, Jim Carrey, like that was an amazing movie. I love The Mask, but Son of the Mask is fucking awful. You should watch it just so you can like. Realize how terrible that movie is.
I don't think I could do it.
Isn't Mask the one where like he was spinning on the ground, seeing like turtle, turtle, turtle?
No, that's Master of Disguise.
Master of Disguise, dude. It pissed me off because that part of where he was on the ground, like saying turtle, turtle, mm-hmm. that wasn't even in the movie.
Like, I remember seeing the preview for that, and I was like, dude, that is hilarious. I can't wait to see that.
The turtle clip?
Yeah. No, no, no. I think he was like, he was rolling around on the ground, like saying turtle, turtle, or some shit. It was in all the previews. And then
it was probably
in
like an extra.
Wasn't it when he was like laying on his side and like kicking and like spinning that way?
Probably.
Oh, you know what?
But it wasn't in the movie.
That's at the end of the movie.
Oh.
Like in the credits, you know how they have like the extra parts?
Oh,
that must be why I didn't see it. I was so pissed. I was like, dude, it wasn't even in the fucking movie.
Really passionate.
That movie was kind of dumb too.
I've never seen it.
I feel like there's nothing worse than culture in like the late like 90s, early 2000s. Like, I feel like humanity was at its lowest point.
My favorite era.
Everything was so bad.
My favorite era of movies was like mid 2000s. Like Pineapple Express, 40 Year Old Virgin. Like, when those guys were all like.
Yeah.
That's like my favorite era of movies. I wish we can go back to that.
So basically, you like early Seth Rogen days is what you just said.
Early Seth Rogen days. And like, and what's his name? The guy from The Office.
Steve Carell?
Yeah, when Steve Carell was doing like a lot of movies in that time too, I liked a lot of shit he was doing.
Dude, he's funny as hell.
I mean, The Office is good, and Paul Rudd, I feel like it just completely took away from any other possible things he would have been
in. The Office got so overrated because every fucking white girl puts that as the standard of comedy, and it's like, yeah, it's funny, but like, there are more things in life than The Office.
Yeah, I've watched it, and it's a good show, but at no point am I like, I need to fucking watch all this and tell everybody how good it is.
I mean, I've seen all of it, but it's not like the pinnacle of comedy.
Yeah, it's not a bad
show. It's a great show.
It's entertaining.
You know who's really fucking funny that I didn't think was funny when I was a kid, dude? Fucking Ricky Gervais.
Oh, yeah. He's
that
funny.
Is one funny ass dude. And I didn't appreciate his comedy until I got
older. I don't like how political he is, though. He can get really, like, he can get really political. Eh.
I've never really
his stand-up
minded that
is really good.
Like, he's not so much in his comedy, but, like whenever I like an actor or, like, a celebrity, and then I, like, go on their Twitter, and all they talk about is just, like, just politics. Like, they never just be a normal person. Like, it kind of makes me really like him that much.
I follow Ricky Gervais, and I never see him get political. I always just see him tweet, like, cat pictures and shit.
Yeah. Well, I know that he'll talk a lot about, like current social issues and stuff.
Well, I mean, he's a comedian, that's kind of
he's got a platform
do.
And wants to use it for that, then more power to him. I've never had an issue with that personally.
What's you guys' like favorite stand-up comedians?
Dude, I really never got into stand-up. Like, I went to see, what was his name? Smitty took me to one. Me, Smitty, and one of
Louis
our friends,
C.K.
Vern. No. Isn't that the guy who, like, punched a kid or something?
Yeah, he's groped women. And like, I think he, like, jerked off in front of a woman. Like,
oh, legend. Yes. God, I'm trying to think of this fucking guy's name. I don't know, he's a fat guy with a beard and he has a podcast, but he's fucking hilarious.
You ever watch Richard Pryor?
Is his name Bert?
No.
Is it Bert? Oh, Bert. What's his last name? It starts with a K.
Bert.
Something Segura. Tom Segura.
Oh, Tom
maybe?
Segura. Yeah, yeah.
He's
I've never seen
his
stuff, but
isn't he like a rapist?
Tom Segura.
I remember hearing something really bad about Tom Segura. Like, just pull up Google right now and type in like Tom Segura, like molesting or like sexual assault or something. I know he did some fucked up stuff.
Okay. No, nothing pops up from him.
Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else then.
I think you're definitely thinking of someone else.
Oh, yeah, I am thinking of somebody else. Yeah, yeah.
Jesus. You gotta be careful with that, McNasty.
Yeah, that's like literally defamation.
You throw out a lot of accusations about people.
That is literally
not sure
defamation.
The man has two
I know
children,
for a fact
bro.
Louis C.K. did some fuck shit. Because that was like a meme.
Okay, that one's fair.
Yeah.
That one's fair.
You can't just be calling random people.
Yeah, you
rapists,
can't just
bro.
Say that.
Oh, I was thinking of Chris D'Elia. That's what
hey,
I'm
you know,
of.
You know,
Chris are D'Elia. You sure?
Wait, really? Something came
are
out
you
about
positive?
Chris.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I didn't know.
Okay,
that. That's depressing. Oh, accused of exposing himself. Well, that's not that bad. Cool. I mean, sometimes you just pull out your cock.
I don't know. I see stuff on like Twitter trending, and I don't really like click on. I'll just see it and be like, oh, okay. And then I'll like remember.
Oh,
like,
that's, the worst way that you should judge somebody. It's like,
yeah, exactly.
Twitter trending.
Twitter
true.
Told me that this guy's a rapist, so now I'm going to tell everybody and put it on my podcast that 100,000 people will listen to.
Yeah, you can't just say that, McNasty. But actually, who's your favorite stand-up people for real?
I don't know that I have one. I'm kind of like Blarg. I'm not like super comedian savvy or whatever. I don't know how to say it. Like, I don't know a ton of them, really.
Would you guys ever do stand-up?
No.
Really?
No. You know who's really know. What I used to really like is Rodney Dangerfield. He's very witty,
Burr.
Fast. Yeah, Bill Burr is cool too.
Bill Burr just did the Saturday Night Live like monologue. And it was so, dude, to be a televised event in today's like society, as cliche as that sounds, and the shit that he was saying, it's hysterical. He's definitely one of my favorites.
You know what's kind of fucked? The first comedian I went to go see, I was 12, and my parents took me to go see fucking Russell. No, is it something Russell?
Oh, what about George Carlin? I think he's probably my favorite.
Oh, dude, George Carlin is amazing.
I love George Carlin.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites as well. I would do stand-up, maybe.
Isn't he dead? He's been dead for a while, huh?
Yeah, he's an old guy. Yeah. He's been doing it since like the... like 60s, I think. Maybe.
Oh yeah, Russell Peters. That's who my parents took me to go see when I was like 12.
I don't know who
and
that
he,
is.
He literally, he's like some Indian dude, and he literally just, yeah. Well, he just made fun of other Indian people, but like, yeah, he just, half of it was him talking about how his balls are huge and his dick's tiny, and he used to just like whip out his balls first to impress women, and then pull out his little cock after. And I was just like 12, just like, what the fuck is happening?
Oh, dude, what about Amy Schumer?
Oh, I changed my answer. Queen, dude.
Okay, listen, I don't
I
want
to listen to stand-up about vagina for 2 hours.
Funniest beluga whale on the internet, I'll tell you what.
Okay, well, I don't know enough about her to say yes or no. I've never seen her stuff.
She's so trash.
I know people hate on her, but I actually can't hate on her because I don't know what she does.
I can't believe that I ever thought Gabriel Iglesias was funny.
Okay, he was funny as a kid.
He's had some moments.
When you're a kid, that shit's funny.
Because he does like a lot of like voices and stuff. That's something a kid.
Yeah, a lot of
hilarious.
Sound effects. And
oh
stuff.
Yeah, that would be so unfunny if someone did voices.
What'd you just say to me, motherfucker? Motherfucker, what you saying to me, motherfucker?
Who was the guy with the puppets?
Jeff Dunham.
Fuck.
Jeff Dunham. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I loved him.
Poor shit.
What? I liked him.
Yeah, I remember going to school and like people would be like, silence, I kill you.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like somebody quoting Family Guy. It's like,
Ahmed the Dead Terrorist. That was funny as shit to me as a kid.
Yeah, I don't know how that, like, I don't know, hasn't gotten him in trouble. Like, that's, he still goes with that bit. Like, that bit's still running.
Because it's probably pretty funny.
People just like, I don't know, it's just like South Park.
If you know someone's doing stuff as a joke, then no one should be in trouble for what they...
Okay, well, tell that to the fucking internet.
Tell that to the, the snowflakes.
Well, people using the internet, for the most part, are probably retarded that complain about shit.
Why do you sound like Joe from Family
Guy? People using the internet. I'm just saying.
Stupid, Peter.
That was not good. Not him
so
good, my
friend. You're so breathy when you did that, dude.
I felt warmer after you said that.
Hey, Peter, you're getting canceled on Twitter, Peter. Log in and defend yourself, Peter.
Hey, go find a white washed out wall, Peter. Apologize in front of a Peter.
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 Peter. Peter. Is that what he did to his wife?
I thought he just played baseball. You are just throwing these out. You need to stop.
Derek Jeter beat his wife into a coma.
You name any celebrity, and McNeese like, didn't that guy like defecate on a wall? Right
didn't that guy fuck a fence? I don't know.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's objectphilia. Are you hating on people like that? It's not really cool. Yeah. As a Canadian, I thought you guys were progressive.
One time when I was a kid, one of my cousins, we were beside like a chain link fence, and it had bird shit all over it. And my cousin was licking the fence and the bird shit off of it and was trying to convince me that it tasted like marshmallows and that I should try it. And I did not try it.
Gross.
It's not where I thought that
really
was going.
Yeah, he really went that far to try to get you to lick bird shit, but in turn, he just licked bird shit.
Oh, it was a she.
It was a she.
It was a she.
Oh, they slash them were asleep, a she slash her.
I hope they have that in their Twitter bio so that I know what to call them.
They, them pronouns.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about putting in my Twitter bio.
Passive aggressive.
I thought about putting in my bio eat slash shit, but I decided not to do that.
Yeah.
Probably not. That sounds like a cooler version of the pray, whatever, pray, laugh, love shit that moms put up.
That almost sounds like a punk band. Eat slash shit.
Eat slash shit.
Dun, 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 dun. Eat. Dun, 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 dun. Slash. Dun, 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 dun. Shit.
I'm sorry, anyway.
You might be on to something. Yeah.
I like that. That's the next Slack Jaw song.
That was Walk by Pantera. All right, fuck on you.
Nope. New Slack Jaw song.
Shit by Pantera.
Yeah. Shit by Doom Mouth.
Have you guys ever been to any concerts?
few of them. Yeah.
I've never been to a concert my whole life.
Few hundred. Wait, actually?
Yeah, I've never been to one. Because I've been broke my whole life.
That is depressing.
Yeah. What was one to go? Wow, I remember when Iron Maiden was doing their 666 tour. I really wanted to go to that. And it couldn't
I had no money. I feel like I had a really good... Well, I had a really good first concert experience, but it just lowered... Like, it set the bar so high that everything else after was like, what the fuck am I even at? Because the budget for it was so insane. Like, my first concert I ever went to was... Paul McCartney. We had like these VIP tickets.
That's the worst one to go to first. It's like the top, the cream of the crop.
You set the bars so high. So he had like these fireworks. Literally had fireworks going on, like confetti flying everywhere. His sound was perfect, like million people in there. And then I go to see another band. It's just like a little, maybe you get a little bit of fog in the background halfway through their set. It's just like, okay, this was not as cool as Paul McCartney.
I will say though, like little underground clubs, like metal concerts, those are the greatest, fucking best.
Because
everyone's going ape shit and throwing beer and dancing and just fucking moshing. And
fucking, yeah. And then they're like, the band is literally just playing in the crowd.
Yeah,
it's
and
just,
they're like
dude,
throwing
shit,
water on you. Oh, dude, it's
so that
fun.
Shit is so fucking fun. I miss that so much with
COVID. Do you guys
like,
think
COVID
the world's
shit
ever going to get back to normal like that where we can
go
to places?
It will.
And,
yeah. It'll just be a while, but 100% will. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's been a lot worse within the last 100. Like, the Spanish flu was infinitely worse than COVID is. And, like, when was the last time you
really
bring up the
Spanish
flu?
Yeah, we just built Taco Bells and we kind of took care of that one.
I'm going to keep talking. but, I mean, yeah, everything will eventually be normal as fuck. And then in another 100 years, we'll have another pandemic and, you know, rinse and repeat. But
man, I hope so, dude. I get worried sometimes.
It'll probably be, like, 2 years, I'd say.
We're
going
to be able
to
go to a concert where I can, like, throw shit at people and push them.
Dude, I feel so bad. Like, I have like five friends. Four of them are in one band and then the other is just a solo act, but they all just quit their jobs like probably 6-7 months ago. Or actually, I guess not, because COVID's been around for like 9 months. But right before COVID, essentially, they all quit their day jobs and were like, yeah, we're gonna set up like tours and stuff. We're finally gonna do music full time. And literally everything got canceled. Like, I don't know if you guys ever heard of the band Tiger's Jaw, but they had like they're decently big for what they are, and they had their like first like show set up with them and shit, and yeah, it just did not work. So yeah, I feel super bad for musicians right now. It's such a shit time.
Yeah, definitely is.
Unless you play guitar for Naked Dudes.
Okay, well, I was gonna say, how long have we been going?
That burp.
Yeah, see, I can't believe you've never been to a concert, like ever. Not even.
I think a couple times
show.
I've had to go. I've had the chance to go to a crappy little concert, but I didn't want that to be like my first experience.
Nah, dude, those are great. They're different. Don't get me wrong. It's not like a big fucking.
I want my first concert
million
to be
people
Metallica
concert, but
so I've watched Metallica concert. Like even now, they're still really good.
Yeah, that would be a pretty sick first concert.
Yeah, it was pretty sick seeing them. Dude, I saw them in Atlanta.
When you set the bar that high, it just fucks with the rest of the show.
Dude, I saw them in Atlanta in like August, and it was so hot in Atlanta, Georgia. There were people passing out in the middle of the crowd, and they were having to get like crowd surfed, like passed out to the front.
Oh my god.
They
had like fire hoses shooting water out.
Yeah, that's
people.
What I was gonna say. We had there was a show like that I went to in Detroit, and it was so hot they called the fire department to come and just spray fire hoses up into the air.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's what was happening.
Like, yeah, literally was just the whole set was just soaked.
I mean, dude, it's the middle of summer in Georgia and you're on concrete in an open stadium. And like Avenged Sevenfold opened for them, and it's just like flames shooting out over the crowd. And it's like dude, it feels like you're getting cooked. Yeah, I paid $28 for 2 Diet Cokes because they ran out of water. They ran out of fucking water. I was like, dude, I need something to drink bad. I thought I was going to die, dude. I went to like the fucking concession area and they were like, yeah, we're out of water. We only have Diet Coke. I was like, you're just fucking kidding me, man. You
should have just wrapped your mouth around one of the fire hoses.
Yeah, $28 for 2 Diet Cokes, and I slammed them. I fucking slammed them Diet Cokes.
That's brutal, though.
Dude, I was so thirsty, I didn't give a shit. I was like, fuck it, I'll take anything.
Pay $1 million for these fucking things.
You know what I hate is when they, like, why would you go, like, when you go to a baseball stadium or, like, football, why do they, football. Why are, like, hot dogs, like, $14.
Because like, they can't.
They make their money.
Wouldn't it be more beneficial for them to make it cheaper so that more people would buy them?
No, because
people buy them
stranded.
Anywhere.
Yeah,
you don't have an option.
Stadium and right. You have no option.
Yeah, but I feel like a lot of people would just be rather not buy the hot dog.
It's just so like when you go to a gas station and you buy like a drink that's already cold. You're paying like a higher price because you're getting convenience.
Hmm. Yes.
Yep.
It's just
like I can understand beer, obviously, because you can't fucking take beer into a thing. But like,
well, you can't bring a hot dog into the fucking game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Hot dogs under your shirt.
Hot dogs in your pocket and some pretzels and cheese and jacket.
The thing is, like, when
you
just got one of those like bullet vests, but it's just like lined with glizzies.
Well, the thing about
plate carrier full of food.
The thing about booze too is like they obviously don't want you to be. Like, fucking, they don't want the entire stadium to be, like, fucked up hammered. Like, if the beers were, like, $3 a piece, like, everybody
well, yeah,
just gets
they'd
super
be crushing.
Crunk. But the thing about, like, right. A hot dog, like, if I went to a stadium and just be like, I mean, like, I'd just rather not spend fucking $15 on a hot dog and just don't eat the hot dog.
The problem with that is that they don't give a shit.
Maybe they're worried about too cheap of hot dogs and everybody's going to throw up hot dog everywhere.
Yeah.
About that, McNasty. $2 hot dogs.
Maybe they're concerned about the weight.
Maybe not
$2,
but not fucking $20.
Well, you're also like
Costco $2 hot dog.
You're paying for a pretty good hot dog, though. I mean,
yeah, they're really good, and they're long as fuck too.
Hot dogs there are
going to
be really good.
We're going to have to end this podcast.
Oh, let's end it on long glizzies.
I don't know. I bought a Nathan's at a
long
at a baseball game
long
one time, and
glizzy.
Man, that Nathan's was nasty as hell.
Long
I guess it just depends.
Glizzy.
Have you all ever had a Nathan's?
I don't know.
I like
I don't know what that is.
Well, you wouldn't. It's a well. You might. You've been to New York, right?
No.
You've never been to New York? Oh, well. It's like Coney dogs. It's like they got like a chili type sauce thing they throw on there.
Dude,
whatever.
I don't like those.
Oh well, you're dumb.
Okay.
In the podcast.
All right, Soup, you want to do your little outro, buddy? Buddy, old pal?
You always say it, even though he's only done it once, and
on
you impose it on him.
Leave a comment on what you learned in today's podcast. Like, comment, subscribe, hit the bell.
There will be a quiz next time.
Yeah.
So, study.
Comment on your favorite part. What brand hot dogs do you guys like?
Bye, everybody. We love you with all of our hearts.
Shut the fuck up.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley, in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.